The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Look, let's talk about the track and field in the Olympics. We just crossed to Mark Beretta. Now you're going to bring us another Olympic story.
Yeah, did you watch the pole vaulting last night, Ben?
I did not. No, I missed the pole vaulting.
I quite enjoyed it. And it wasn't only because Armand Duplantis, and I'm hoping I've got his name right there, leapt to an incredible height, 6.02 metres. It was, the guy can fly. It was amazing. It was so good to watch. He's an absolute...
Where's he from?
Legend. He's from Sweden.
Yeah.
He's 21 and he's just it. I know that we
Is there something more going on here than just his athletic ability? You seem very enthusiastic about this, Nat, I have to say.
He's an absolute dreamboat, Ben. He's an absolute dreamboat. And it's not only me that says it.
Let me just have a look at him.
It's not only me that says it. Everybody on Twitter is going mad over this guy.
You can see him? Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of him right now. And look, if I had to describe him, I'd say he's like a more athletic Timothy Chalamet.
And you know what? That's exactly what people are saying. He's got the Hollywood look about him.
Yeah, he does.
And you know what? What's not to love? The guy can fly. He's a world record breaker. He holds the world record for pole vaulting.
He's got a big pole.
Yes, Ben. And he's got a gold medal. And look, he looks hot. So, you know what? Hats off to him. He's going crazy, though. Like, the guy's on the internet. He's just...
Can we find out how many Instagram followers he's got, Mel? Could you look that up while we're talking about
it? I'm on his Insta right now, actually.
surprise.
I've been doing the research. He's got a model partner. Here we go. His nickname's Mondo, by the way. He's only got 320,000 followers, which isn't a lot for a guy world at his sport.
He probably only had 200 yesterday. So he's probably gone
what,
to the roof.
He's got pictures of here of him playing chess, he's cluey
right.
as well.
All right. Or at least he can pose next to a chessboard.
This is it.
So don't believe everything you see on the gram. But, you know, I find this whole thing very offensive, Natalie.
Do you?
Yeah, very offensive. Well, imagine if instead you came into this studio and I said, oh, Nat, I've got to talk to you about this female pole vaulter. Oh, my God, she's so beautiful.
I'd probably agree with you.
No, but you couldn't do it.
Are we really at the stage where we can't tell somebody that they're nice looking?
No, look.
Have we really got to that?
I think, to be fair, we've probably had, I don't know, 50,000 years of men talking about how attractive women are. So we could probably live with a few years of it going the other way.
I'm just saying that he's gained a bit of a following over this. Yeah. Like, honestly, the Twitter sphere, as they call it, is going off about this kid.
Well, we missed it from the opening ceremony because everyone was wearing masks and there was also not very many athletes walking in the opening ceremony. Normally, the biggest story out of the opening ceremony is, you know, the top 50 most attractive athletes in Tokyo, male or female. We didn't get that this year, so good on Armand Duplantis from Sweden.
Mondo.
Mondo. What is that? What's that about?
It's his nickname.
Mondo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And he got a gold as well.
He did get a gold. Right? He's very good at his sport.
It's when you get the kudos for being good looking and not necessarily achieving.
I don't think it's
just
his looks, though. I think it's his manner as well. Yeah, having watched him last night, he just seems so... Get lost, Ben. He just seems so... There's something very charming about him. Yeah. You know, he seems quite modest and sort of laughing at himself when he didn't, you know, make the...
Was he in a tight outfit or those flappy shorts that
wear? No, he was in the tight outfit, Ben.
The tight outfit, okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, well, thanks for that. Is he competing again? He's done.
I think that's
done.
He's the best in the world at his sport, so I mean, you're going to be better than that, do you?
Yeah, no. Oh, good on you, Armand. You've made at least one person in Perth very happy with that gold medal. Thanks for joining us, Nat Richards. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Ben Terah.